One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Tor Snyder.
Yeah, until now.
Until now, exactly. Yeah. 10 out of 10, here we come.
I don't know if you know this, Kyron, but I won Miss Quiz in
of
Canada.
Perth, Canada. Yeah.
In 1999.
Is this your next quiz since then?
I'm trying to
so it's 100%
get the
hit
title
rate
back.
So far. Yeah. So this is the stakes are quite high here then, because if you lose this, you'd be down to 50-50.
Let's not talk negatively.
Let's be optimistic.
Yeah.
Well, you have a brains trust to assist you. I don't know if that was true of Miss Quiz Perth, Canada, 1999. Let's meet them now. First of all, we have a host of YouTube's number one potato cooking show, Taters. It's a big hello to Tater Totem.
Hello, everybody.
Big fan.
Yeah. Oh, thank you,
you've seen Taters.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, number one on YouTube. Thank you.
Great. Are there a lot of potato cooking shows on YouTube?
Only one to watch.
One to watch right here. Taters.
Taters.
Did I mention I'm a hobbit too?
No.
Yes.
She uses the
YouTube's
stool.
YouTube's number one hobbit
so
Taters cooking show host. Taters. And subscribe.
So Tater Totem is here from Taters.
I know. What a legend.
But the Brains Trust does not end there. We also have from Dark Web 1.0. Coming up to the surface, very excited to have here Hacker X.
Hey, Hacker X here, aka Smokescreen. Of course, the O is a zero and the E's are threes.
That's where we find you online.
That's my handle, dude.
That's your handle, Smokescreen.
Yeah, and when I'm not hacking the mainframe and taking the fight back to the man, I'm rollerblading with my bros.
I've always wondered, what is the mainframe? Like, what is that actually made up of? I've never really understood what people mean when they go, I'm in the mainframe.
Computers,
now.
It's everywhere, man. It's worldwide. It's
like Taters.
Yeah, a lot like Taters in
like
the
Taters
fact
are everywhere.
It's all around you.
They're underground.
It's the Matrix.
It's like a digital potato farm, the mainframe.
We are the potato farm, baby. We're being farmed for our potatoes every day. Okay, and we say no. When I hack it in, I pop a floppy disk in, and I boot it up, and I go into DOS. /DIR/DRW/C, and I know everything because that's your directory.
That was actually the answer to the final question of Miss Canada Quiz.
Wow.
1999.
Well, let's find out if it shows up today. Question number one. What is traditional tattoo ink made of?
Squid ink.
Is it?
Yeah. Squink.
You think it's squid ink?
Squink, yeah.
Squink.
It's squink.
Do you shorten all words? Do you like
Yeah, man. Squink or insects, blood.
Do you have any tattoos, Tater Totem?
Three of a potato on me back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my accent's really changing round, isn't it?
Well, it's a hobbit accent. I don't understand.
Three on me back.
Hobbit was surprising because I thought being a tater YouTuber was going to be enough. But then you were like, oh, I'm also a mythical creature found in the works of J.R.R. Tolkien. I was like, hack, dude. That's, you just hacked my mind. Hack the planet, Brosif.
And are those tattoos, were they traditional tattoos or were they stick and poke?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah, okay. Another hobbit did them for me. Mm-hmm. Not too painful, pretty swift, lovely, quite enjoyable.
Mm.
Yeah.
So do you remember then, if they were traditional, what the ink was?
A purple tater? They extract the ink from the tater.
That's not bad.
They boil the tater and they take the purple dye and put it in the tattoo.
As a potato expert, do they have a real name or is it just purple potato?
Just purple tater.
Okay. So purple potato or squink are options available to you.
Oh, look, I feel like those might be right. But I'm going to go with like a plant-based.
I'll
go
tree sap.
I'm going to go
tater.
Purple tater.
Lock it in, tater, tater.
It's definitely plant-based.
Plant-based.
Yeah.
Just put in plant-based.
Okay. I'll just put plant-based. Question number two. Name the pop star who starred in the 1985 film Desperately Seeking Susan. Did this come up in the 99?
No, I've never watched a movie.
Desperately Seeking Susan.
So, Desperately Seeking
You've
Susan.
You've never watched
Cher. 1985.
Taylor Swift.
That was peak Cher movie business time.
Yeah, well, this is just before you started hacking, I guess, because it's just before the internet.
Yeah, well, I hacked even before then. You know, you'd put a worm on a 3-inch floppy, and you'd smuggle that guy in, maybe a suit businessman. He's having a coffee, and I go, excuse me, sir, and you drop this, and he picks it up. And he's like, oh, I'll drop that. That's the Johnson file. I'm going to put it. When he gets in there, I'm in the mainframe, and I'm controlling remotely. You know what I mean, dude?
Not
really.
Have you
ever hacked Cher?
Cher.
I would never hack Cher. Okay.
Good.
Some things are off limits.
Some things are off limits. No, I hack most.
Who's the biggest person you've hacked?
Probably like a gas station just down the road. I turned the gas prices to say penis. With that's a three.
Sorry.
Did anyone go in? Did you stick around to see?
People were like, yeah, here my gas is penis. Here,
you just have to pay with penis.
Yeah, what is that, per gallon? Yeah. Penis per gallon, dude.
And so, that was one of your biggest hacks, you said.
Well, I've also turned a TVs on and off.
Right, like neighbors' TVs or things.
So you stole their remote?
No. I got a universal remote, dude. Hack the world, brother.
Who was the pop star who starred in the 1985 film Desperately Seeking? Have you seen Desperately Seeking Susan, Tater Tottle?
Oh, never.
What's big in Hobbiton? There must be
The Hobbit is obviously very big. Lord of the Rings.
Really don't find it like
very big. Surprisingly, Sleepless in Seattle. Very big.
What about the Teletubbies?
It's huge.
I reckon the Teletubbies caused
similar
ADHD.
That's how I got it.
I reckon.
Well, let's check.
And
did we all watch the Teletubbies?
Yeah, even though I'm a little bit too old for it, I watched it. And now I've got ADHD, dude. Checks out. Think about it, man.
Do you want to put Cher?
But what about Kylie Minogue?
Kylie Minogue.
I think those are both wrong. No. And I just want to clarify.
Either Cher or Madonna.
When I won
Madonna?
Miss Quiz.
Irish, dude.
Okay, I get
Irish.
Taters. That's right. Sorry. I'm with you.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Man, I'm hacking your voice box.
I'm so confused.
Look, I'm going to go with Cher. I feel like the hacker knows. He knows. He hacked. I think he's lying about hacking Cher, but let's just go with it.
I would never hack Cher.
Cher.
All right.
Cher. Let's go Cher.
All right, lock in Cher. Yeah. Question number three. What is the most abundant gas in Earth's atmosphere?
Ooh, that's an interesting question, isn't it?
I feel like we're breathing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
I reckon it's nitrogen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
H2O.
I reckon that's a trick question. You're going to go,
no.
Oh, it's oxygen. No worries.
You're funny.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to swing over to Tater, Totem.
H2O.
Well, is it the same?
H2O.
Is it the same atmosphere in Hobbiton as it is in Middle Earth as it is on Earth? I don't quite know where Middle Earth is, really, in comparison to, say.
It's in the middle?
Of course.
That checks out. It's not just a funny name.
The Shire.
What do they breathe? Oh, sorry, what's
They breathe air.
Yeah, they do.
Because you guys got plants and shit.
We got plenty of plants. We got plenty of taters, plenty of mushrooms.
Do you think you could hack
Hop? They're off
you
grid.
You couldn't.
Yeah.
They're off the grid, right. Baby.
Yeah, that'd be the ultimate
They're
hack.
Fully
then.
Self-sustaining. Yeah. Mm. That's what we need to go back to.
Oh, you reckon?
No.
You'd be out of a business.
Exactly. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so you're just standing up. You're just taking the piss out of people who think that.
No, but wouldn't it be nice to say that?
To not have a job?
No. Yeah. Well, my job is hacking, but it's also a passion. But also,
You turn a hobby into your job and you never work a day in your life, right?
That's what they say. Mm. That's the saying.
Is that how you feel? You're sort of.
Yeah, you know, I don't make much money from hacking. I just.
What, from changing gas signs to penis?
I mainly just live.
In your mum's basement?
Yeah, well, I mean, they passed, but I was set up a trust fund for me.
Oh, great. So they gave the house to you, did they?
Yeah, I got the house, which I call my man lair. It's got pinball machines and a rollerblade rink.
Wow.
I rollerblade in there at 24 hours a day when I need to my mind clear.
Sounds cool.
I hack and I rollerblade.
And what do you got, a Matrix poster up on the wall?
Yeah, I got a Matrix
poster.
That
Pink Floyd poster with all the naked women with the albums painted on their back.
Yeah, dude. I got the Kramer as well.
Yeah.
Man, it's like you're there. Like did you hack me? Yeah. Am I being hacked right now, dude?
You got to put nitrogen.
No.
No?
No. I want to go oxygen.
You go the oxy?
Yeah.
Let's go the oxy.
Bit of oxy.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
I don't.
But you reckon it's nitrogen. You're adamant.
Yeah, I think it's a trick.
Tiny bit
you're
of taters. Full,
you're falling, right?
Starch.
To their plans. You got to think like a hacker, okay?
I feel like sometimes the most obvious answer is the correct answer.
Occam's razor. Very smart.
That's the Canadian way.
All right, I'll put oxygen. Question number four. Name the subtitle of the Talking Heads song, This Must Be the Place. What is the subtitle?
Hack.
This must be the place.
This must be the
place. Which one's that?
This must be the place.
I can't quite get it.
Once in a lifetime.
That's once in a lifetime, not this must be the place.
Okay, how's that one go? You do that.
Burning down the house.
Burning down the house.
That's burning down the house.
Okay.
Close.
This
must be the place.
I love that song.
We know the melody, but what is the subtitle?
I don't know that music. I usually hack to the Chemical Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And the Prodigy.
You hack to the Chemical Brothers, do you?
Yeah.
You like to hack to something.
Like LimeWire. Yeah. Napster stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I hack to them and I do all my typing and then I go rollerblading. And
do you like the Coors?
Not too sad.
The Irish band, the Coors.
Of course.
Of course.
Are they popular in Hobbiton?
Huge.
Right.
Because you're not Irish, of course.
They do.
You're a hobbit.
I'm a hobbit. That's
they
right.
do sound.
With a twang.
They do sound like. Is the hobbit more Ireland or Northern Ireland?
It's hard to say. What do you think?
Well, you did have the scrying of the Hobbiton.
I'm still figuring it out. What's your favorite type of tater when you're hacking?
French fries, bro.
French fries. That's right.
Easy peasy,
but what
dude.
What is the subtitle of the Talking Heads song, This Must Be the Place?
This Must Be the Place. Hobbit.
This Must Be the Place. Welcome.
They, on this song, because they wanted it to be really sound really simple and playful, so they all switched instruments when they recorded it, so that they weren't very good.
Oh, so they made a shitty song. And do you know the song?
And so that it was a bit of a naive melody.
Do you know the answer?
And the answer is naive melody.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. Okay.
It's in brackets. This Must Be the Place. Open bracket. Naive melody. Close bracket. Possibly one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh,
so that's an option available.
Yeah,
to
Easter
you.
Island. Oh, wait, no. We'll take different heads.
That's the correct one, or you could go your own way. Up to you.
I'd implore you to
that's
take
a different song.
Aliens, dude.
Yeah. I'm going to put Aliens, dude. This Must Be the Place, subtitle Aliens, dude.
Let's go Aliens, dude, actually. That sounds like a better song.
Because that is wrong, but you want to lock that in?
Yeah, well, I feel like we're on a streak.
Yeah, okay.
Easter Island, Christmas Island, is there like a Mother's Day Island? Or... fucking Labor Day Island or some shit.
Dude, question five. ASAP Rocky and Rihanna have just announced the name of their 1-year-old son. Oh. What is it? Is A$AP Rocky from Canada? I think so.
Sure.
That's sort of a Canadian question, if you like.
I mean, he sure might be, but he's migrated, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't live there now.
So. And Rihanna's from Haiti.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And their baby is named Labor Day Island. No, that's not right. But that'd be a fun name for a baby, right?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Labor Day Island.
Labor Day Island. Come on. Late for school.
Is it Saoirse?
For someone who is not from Ireland, all your references are Irish.
Look, you've got to cling on to something, don't you?
Siobhan? Would she be Siobhan, maybe?
Sinead?
Yeah, but spelt like unspellable.
Or
Siobhan.
Liam?
I don't understand why you would
S-I-O-B-H-A-N.
Name your child that. Just call it how it sounds.
Well, how'd you get the name Hacker X?
Picked it myself, dude.
Picked your own name.
I got two names. I got Hacker X and Smokescreen.
Except
with 0 and 3.
Okay, let's pretend you're Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. What would you name your firstborn child?
Ooh. RSVP.
Just lock in RSVP.
Lock it in.
I really do.
I'll lock in RSVP. Question 6. What's the biggest port in France?
Ooh.
What's the biggest
French port?
French port.
Marseille.
Is it like a wine port? Like, I mean, like the port, the
I think
drink?
They mean, I think port. They mean like a seaside town.
A land.
No, but then they got those.
Marseille.
As in Marceau?
Marceau.
What's the port? Marceau? The place where you go.
Calais.
From England to France.
Calais. I believe. If I know from Calais. The 1990s. The Three Musketeers, starring fucking Kiefer Sutherland and fucking Chris Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Rebecca De Mornay.
I don't know.
You don't know Rebecca De Mornay?
No, I've never heard
of her. My God.
Sounds like a port in France.
Anyway, what's it got to do with Calais?
Calais. That's how they want to get away. They want to get away to Calais. That she's trying to. Rebecca De Mornay's trying to flee.
Let's go with Calais.
Marseille's on the coast as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So is Nice.
That's nice.
Oh, is it pronounced nice? Have I said
it's
it wrong?
Spelt nice.
Oh, okay.
But you pronounced
it right.
I
like the spelling.
I thought it was a really good joke before I had to explain it.
No. It was nice.
Question 7. How many states are there in India?
Ooh.
States are there in India?
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Well, how many states are there in the United States? That's where you are.
There's like fucking 50 or some shit.
52.
Yeah,
52.
Count the stripes or whatever the fuck.
So you're a proud American then?
I'm an anarchist, dude.
You want to overthrow the government?
Yeah, man.
What do you think of January? Were you there January 6th?
Communities.
The Capitol.
January 6th. What happened?
A whole lot of people who want
I don't to read the news, dude.
Okay.
I live off the grid and I hack and I rollerblade. Okay.
But how many states are there in India?
In India.
Okay,
I reckon India is like bigger than Australia. Obviously.
Oh man,
yes. Was that landmass wise or people wise? I mean, people yes, but land really? I thought Australia was quite big.
I'm specifically talking about states, and I was going to say like probably less than America. It feels
right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Let's cut it
more
now.
Than Australia, 26. Less than America.
33.
Okay. 33.
What was that again?
33.
Yep.
States.
Yep. 33.
What do you think?
I think that's wrong, but I like your confidence.
Question number 8. What is the name of the Wes Anderson film coming out on August 3rd? Are you a big Wes Anderson?
I've seen a few. Actually, no. What am I talking about? I haven't seen any movies.
Asteroid City?
Quirky.
Rocket Town?
Asteroid City or something?
Asteroid City. I think it is about a rocket thing, isn't it? Yeah.
What would you call it, Tatum?
I'd call it Colors Quirky Time.
Yes.
Okay.
Lock it in.
And Hacker X, if you were to write a Wes Anderson film with Wes Anderson, what would you call it?
The delightfully macabre tale of a computer genius that goes to Switzerland.
That sounds more like a Coen Brothers film. Like it's got like a long title, like the ballad of
it felt like a synopsis. Yeah,
sure, okay.
Wes Anderson always a bit more snappy.
Yeah.
Well, I think to answer the question, it'd be like Asteroid City.
Kyron, what do you think? What would you call it? What would you call your Wes Anderson movie?
It's hard for me to say because I know it's Asteroid City, and so that's all that I can think of.
Yeah.
I'd call it something like Purple Symmetry.
Ooh.
Or something.
Okay. I like that name.
I'd call it Hackers.
You call it hackers, would you? Sorry, I'll change that. I'd call it quiz.
Okay.
Yeah. What would you call it again? Do you want to change your answer?
The Hobbit.
That's good. It's catchy. I'll go with The Hobbit.
Yeah, right. Okay, these names sound made up.
What would you like to lock in?
Aren't all names made up, dude?
I'm going to go with this film is called Asteroid Town.
What about The Journey of a Quirky Boy?
You're purposefully getting this wrong, dude.
No. I think this is a better name for the film. That was the question. Right?
This film,
you don't even care about
Asteroid
the rules,
Town.
And I fucking think that's cool, dude.
We got it.
Question number 9.
Locked in.
Wu-Tang's Jizza is in town for his show and one other event. What is it?
Could he be doing a cooking course?
Cooking course.
Or a coffee making course?
Maybe. Well, Ghostface Killer went when he was here a while back.
That's right.
Went to Toastface Griller, which is the sandwich shop in Perth.
Yeah. He did on the back of a ute.
See that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I interviewed him on the radio that year.
On the back of the ute.
And told him about that. Because at that point he didn't know. And I've never seen someone lose their cool so quickly of someone.
Was he angry?
This super cool rapper who the entire interview had been like super cool. And then he found out there was a place called Toastface Griller and he looked like a child in a candy store. It's like, oh my God. Just lit up with joy.
I'm going to sue them.
He's like,
and
I
he
love grilled cheese.
And performed on a ute.
Yeah, I remember.
So they can be fun. So what's Jizza up to? What's his fellow Wu-Tang member up to?
I guess he's probably looking for the equivalent of Toastface Griller, looking for if I could.
So what would Jizza be then?
Jizza.
Is there a bathhouse nearby?
Spizzer.
Going to Wet on Wellington.
Spizzer.
Opening a new sauna.
Called Jizza. Jizzer on Johnston.
I hear this time they're just going to eliminate the middleman and make it married men only.
Is he coming to the Comedy Republic?
Maybe.
Yeah, he's doing a tight five.
Tight five. His first time. Jumping up.
Doing a tight five.
Good company.
Yeah.
They've got great, reasonably priced toasted sandwiches. Mm. Maybe he's coming for you, dude.
Maybe he's coming to get one named after him.
Yeah, maybe he's not happy that
maybe we can make this
only
happen.
One member.
I mean, you're good friends with
the people who make the toasties.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could make that happen, dude.
Yeah. Get in touch with Ghostface. Tell him what's going on.
Love that kimchi.
It was the most popular toastie. We just discovered that yesterday.
It's so good.
On the toasties from the Comedy Festival at Comedy Republic.
It's the best
kimchi
one.
Kimchi toastie was the number one.
I reckon I got a couple of them.
Because you came out for the Comedy Festival,
yeah,
didn't
that's
you?
Right.
Hacker X.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you do comedy?
No. I did a hacking show. It's all about hacking. Hack the world. Hack.
Cool. Maybe Jizza's in town to do the hacking show of Hacker X.
Doubtful.
He's
but
not. I would tell.
Wu-Tang Jizza is in town for his show and one other event. What?
Bitcoin.
He's here to mine Bitcoin.
Maybe something tram related. I'm
maybe
not sure.
He's trying to write a track with the tram beat. Because Billie Eilish did it and it was super popular.
So make a song with the tram.
Why not?
On his way to the Comedy Republic to get a toastie named after him.
All of that?
All of the above. Yeah.
Okay, make a song.
All of the above.
Make a song on the tram.
Ding, ding.
On his way to Comedy Republic to get, get a toastie. Named
it's good exposure.
After. On Good after Company, on the Good him. Company night.
On
Thursday.
On the Good Company night,
which features some amazing comedians,
is Thursdays.
Poor Snyder.
Okay, all right.
Announced in Labor's latest budget. This is a very Australian question.
I read budgets. I got a budget.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a budget.
I got a budget.
Yeah,
I got a budget.
It's a part of the clause for my trust. I can only spend a certain amount each week.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. You're like a secret millionaire.
How much can you spend?
That's private. You're going to have to find that information.
Announced in Labor's new budget, how much is the fortnightly job seeker rate going up by?
2.85%.
For all our fans overseas.
$40?
I think it's Dublin, isn't it?
No, it's way sadder than that.
Yeah. Is it going up or is it going down?
It's gone up.
I know that.
I guess if it was Dublin, you'd know all about it. Right, Hobbiton?
But
I think I read this.
It's $40
a week. That's what's going up.
$20 a week.
$20 a week. It's like $40
a fortnight.
$2.85 a day. So
this is what I'm talking about.
A
couple of bags.
Yeah. You got to hack the system to show these big wigs who's boss. Mm. And when it's a grassroots movement, okay? First it's turn the TVs off, then it's turn the ACs on, then it's turn the gas prices to penis. Then yeah. Who knows what's next, dude?
Yeah, someone's $40 then.
Yeah. Well, do we want to go with $69?
Hey.
Yeah, we do. Right, Hacker X?
100%.
Do you want to put
$69? I do, yeah.
Oh, lock in $69.
That'd be really sick of the government to do that, though, right? If they were just like, we're bumping up.
I think that you could only do that when it was called the Dole, though.
So
now
sorry.
That it's Job Seeker.
I was just laughing along because I wanted to be included, but why is 69 funny?
Oh, he's a virgin. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Let's move on.
No, seriously, come on. Why is it?
Why is 69 funny? It's a sex position.
What do you mean?
It's like a funny number. It's been made a funny number.
Why?
Because of sex position.
What is the? How could that be a sex position?
Well, you know how 6 and 9, the two numbers sort of lock in
together.
Yeah. One head is at the base of another.
You know, like when you're plugging in your VCR into your TV and you have male and female cords.
Yes.
Right. Like imagine you did that but backwards.
I wouldn't be able to connect my VHS.
No. I guess
correctly.
Okay.
I'll put 69. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
Oh, I think we may have cracked the code to the worst score ever.
I think you fucked
ever.
It. Yeah.
I think
you know, I don't like to win big. I like to lose bigger, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think we did maybe got one or two right, do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon one.
I think I sabotaged any ones, so.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Question number one was, what is traditional tattoo ink made of? You said plant-based, but it's soot and animal glue.
Oh,
the exact opposite of plant-based, dude.
You said
animal glue is what you use to stick other animals together.
In the shape of a 69.
That's how they got the platypus. Question two. You said that Cher starred in Desperately Seeking Susan, but it was Madonna.
Oh.
50-50.
No.
You said
my instinct was like Madonna, but I'm like, was she acting in 1985?
Yeah, she totally was. It could have been either of those, you know. So,
your instinct was that nitrogen is the most abundant gas in the Earth's atmosphere, but you locked in oxygen, and it's nitrogen.
Eat shit, get hacked. That's what makes the sky blue, dude.
You said that Aliens Dude was the subtitle of the Talking Heads song. This
did
must
you say
be the
Aliens
place.
Dude? Or did I say Aliens Dude? And you just took that.
Yeah, we went with that answer. Okay.
I said it was Naive Melody, which is what it is.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, you were confident.
So we got that one right.
Each to their own.
We were just trying to change history. Aliens Dude sounds like a much better song.
You said that A$AP Rocky and Rihanna have just announced that their 1-year-old son name is RSVP, but it's RZA.
Oh, so close.
RZA.
Yeah. RZA. What's the last name?
That's a lovely name.
RZA Rocky?
RZA Rocky, maybe. Yeah. Question number six. What's the biggest port in France? You said Calais, but it's Marseille.
Oh, shit.
So close.
Dang.
You said that there's 33 states in India, but there's 28.
Oh.
Again.
So close.
So close.
You were right, though. Like,
no.
More than Australia, less than America.
Mm. This film is called Asteroid Town, you said is the name of the new Wes Anderson film coming out on August 3rd, but it's Asteroid City.
Oh, wow. Again, so close. We're really getting like nail biters here.
If only
you know?
We could have known.
No points so far.
If only someone throws a bone.
No points.
Wu-Tang's Jizza is in town for a show and to make a song on the tram on his way to Comedy Republic to get a toasty named after him on Good Company, which is Thursdays. But it's a chess tournament.
Oh, wow. We weren't even close that time.
Not close.
Big chess player.
And cool. You swerved $40 to say that the job seeker rate would be going up by $69, which is hilarious, announced in Labor's new budget.
I still don't understand.
But it's $40, giving you zero.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
Wow. Is that a record?
That's a record.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Well, that's something to celebrate.
It feels like a cheated record because you knew some of those answers.
Well, I didn't, personally. That's, you know.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I didn't. Trust? I had to trust my brain.
She chose to ignore us.
Yeah. And I don't understand why. Tater Totem, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having
contributing
me.
Contributing some answers that were not selected.
No, that's
but
right.
But would have been right.
I'm here for the community.
You're a blessing. Thank you so much for all you do for the hobbits and for potatoes.
Taters, and subscribe.
Do you have many? I've noticed there's not actually that many subscribers.
Oh, that's not true.
Who's your biggest subscriber? Who's your number one fan who's on there all the time?
Bilbo. Baggins.
Bilbo.
Huge with the hobbits.
So it's mainly just a sort of a hobbit community type YouTube. Do you have cameras?
Yeah, it's YouTube. What do you think?
Well, maybe it was like magic or some shit.
Who's your biggest human subscriber, would you say?
Me cousin.
Not a hobbit, though.
No, not a hobbit. Tracy.
Okay, so he's trying to set you up.
Oh, okay. My biggest subscriber is Nat Harris.
Nat Harris,
yeah, she's very
she's your
funny.
Second cousin.
Yeah, she's my second cousin, Nat Harris. She's fantastic.
Yes.
Like and subscribe. She'll be here at Comedy Republic, I think, in June sometime.
Yeah,
and
great.
Cool.
On Instagram. Check her out.
Well, Tater Totem, thank you so much for being
here. Oh, thank you and sorry.
And HackerX, congratulations on contributing some answers as well that weren't selected. But
my pleasure, dude. And watch out to all the banks and all the politicians because you might be driving past a service station or gas station and it's not going to tell you the price of the fuel. It's going to say penis.
Are you part of a collective, like a hacking collective? Do you work alone?
I work alone. I'm a lone wolf.
Oh, really? So you must have
I don't like to make connections, dude.
You must have
instead I'm getting people hurt.
You must have enemy hackers then.
I got nemesis.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Plural.
Yeah. He might as well be.
Oh, who is he?
His name is Ben Russell and he is one of the...
The Melbourne improviser.
That's right. And stand-up comedian.
And stand-up comedian, yeah.
And actor.
Yeah.
And that's what I
mean.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to limit. I know you're
That's what I mean. He does the work of... many people that sit around and don't do work a lot and then all of a sudden get busy and then they go through that busy period and then they don't and they slowly sort of
Do they do during that sort of
crumble
down?
Psychologically and then they sort of I gotta make my own work so they just start my own project in the hope that they won't let this one
go. You really hacked him, didn't you?
He hacks me every day. Yeah, yeah, gets inside my mind with his great comedy.
You said he's starting a new show or something.
He's starting a new podcast called Ben Russell is Covered in Fluff.
Great.
And it's a new solo podcast that he's going to be getting out. At this point, he's threatening us that it's going to be a fortnightly released podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep an eye on that. Follow him on the Twitties and the Instagrams.
And you'll see, Papa, do you know when it'll sort of be coming out or not yet?
He's trying to get... at least four in the can first.
Yeah,
so
enough.
I would say at least next month.
Okay, great. That could be when this comes out.
Great. So this month.
Yeah. Well, Hacker X, thank you very much for being here. And Tor Snyder, 0 out of 10. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really, really excited about that loss.
People have always asked what's the lowest score, and I've had to say 2 for so long.
Wow. And
now
anymore.
I will get to none say anymore. 0.
Yeah. You say, talk to Tor Snyder about that. She'll tell you. She'll tell you the truth.
You were hanging out in Melbourne for a little bit at the moment.
Yep. I'm here once a month.
Yeah.
Come see me once a month.
Which basically feels like to most people, that just means you're here.
I'm kind of just here. Yeah. I think I'm just going to move here.
Which is great. So you'll be able to catch you at gigs around Melbourne or Perth,
I guess.
Perth. For the times that you were not.
Imagine being from Perth.
Disgraceful.
It's a nice place. It's a beautiful place.
Thank you very much for being here. That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. A goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.